The scripture lesson for this morning is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Amen. As surely as God is faithful, our word to you has not been yes and no. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, whom we proclaimed among you, Silvanus, Timothy, and I, was not yes and no, but in him it is always yes. For in him every one of God's promises is a yes. For this reason, it is through him that we say amen to the glory of God. But it is God who establishes us with you in Christ and has anointed us by putting his seal on us and giving us his spirit in our hearts as first installment. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Would you bow our heads with me for a moment again? Loving and precious God, we thank you for your word, O Lord, and we pray that you indeed speak to our hearts as we, Lord, explored what this word says to us, as we explored the wonderful story that we are to continue to pursue this morning with the Donovan family. Speak to our hearts, Lord, for we want to hear your word proclaimed today. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You know, a few years back, we started with our Donovan family a journey. It's a three-year journey. And I think between the first and the second installment, we just had a year of hiatus. And so we just decided last year and this year we'll finish with this wonderful story we started. The first one was Living Generously. And Living Generously was about what do we give to our God? What is it that we present to our God? Do we give God our best or do we give God our leftovers? And there was a phrase that was used basically throughout the entire first season. Do you give God your good sheep or your stinky sheep? Remember that? What do you give to God? Of the things you have and the things you possess, of the things you are, what do you give your God? At our second installment, we were challenged to think about what it means to love generously. That was last year. What does it mean to love generously? We were challenged to look at our relationships. We were challenged to look at who do we associate with? Who are the people we mingle with? Because usually we sort of tend to have a tendency of looking for like-minded people. Amen? And so sometimes, you know, the question is, of course, so who do we associate with? Who do we let in? As the story of the banquet that Jesus spoke about during that season illustrated, who is God calling to the table? And so we were challenged to think about who do we let in to our lives. In this one, this last installment, we are challenged to think about leadership. Now, some of you may think, but I'm not a leader, so what do I have to hear this about? Well, the reality is that we are all leaders of the church. In one way or the other, you have some leadership roles. Maybe you're not a leader specifically in this congregation, but maybe you're a leader someplace else. Maybe you are in a place where you exercise some leadership in different capacities. So in one way or the other, somehow, at one point or another, we have exercised leadership. And so the question that we will be exploring for the next few weeks, as Sister Michelle mentioned, is what is our leadership? And is our leadership shaped in the image of Christ? For that is our model for true leadership. So, today, of course, we begin with the question, do we trust God's promises? Do we trust God's promises? For God had made promises to all of us. But do we trust those promises that come to us from God? And with that, of course, we have the first installment in our series. So next time, you can bring your popcorn so you can watch the movie and at the same time enjoy a little popcorn. So let's watch our first installment.
The legend of Frank Donovan grows larger every day.
Oh, please.
Oh, there it is. It gives me great pleasure to announce that you have been selected as the recipient of this year's South Street Community Center Volunteer of the Year Award. Seriously, congratulations, Frank.
Thank you. Now, if you don't mind, I need to get out of here. I need to meet with Cassie down at South Street.
Ah, the Volunteer of the Year is back to the soup kitchen again.
It's a full-fledged community center now. They're starting up an at-risk youth mentoring program. You should join me sometime. I'm sure they can find a good mentor for you.
Maybe next time.
Sorry, Frank. You're not going anywhere just yet. Steve and Larry are here for the meeting.
What does Steve and Larry want?
Evidently to get me in trouble with Cassie for being late.
Come on, guys, let's go. You don't want to be late.
Who's coming to visit again? That's right. You don't want to miss it, do you?
No. Who's Cassie? Where's Mr. Frank?
That's a good question, Shane.
Hey, Frank, we're getting started here, so if you get this, just meet us in the cafeteria, okay? Talk to you soon.
So what's so important it couldn't wait until tomorrow's board meeting?
Jimmy Gillespie.
What about him?
We're worried that his overbilling on the government contract has gotten us into a bit of hot water.
Accidental overbilling, but we're working very diligently to make sure that doesn't happen again. I'm very confident that we've got nothing to worry about.
That remains to be seen. But to be honest, we're a little surprised that you haven't let him go.
He's a good employee. He made a mistake. He learned from it. There's no reason for him to lose his job.
We thought you might say something like that. Thing is, we need to show that we're serious about this.
Exactly. Nip it in the bud before the government decides to make an example of us.
The board's going to demand someone take the fall. If you're not willing to fire Jimmy, we're going to recommend that the board ask for your resignation.
What?
Hey, Rayo. That is quite a look for you, Jack.
Little did I know what I was getting myself into when I became Ray's sponsor all those years ago.
The Lord knew you were the perfect sponsor for me. And you make for a nice herbaceous, too.
So, did you close on the house yet? Oh, I'm so excited for you, Ray.
From homeless to homeowner again. Praise the Lord. Now get out of here so I can get ready. Those kids can be brutal.
Excuse me. Hey, I'm Cassie.
Naomi, this is Charlotte.
Have you guys been here before?
First time. Charlotte's friend told her about it.
You're gonna love it.
Miss Cassie, where's Mr. Frank?
You know, I don't know where he is, Shane.
Can anybody tell me what time it is?
Seed time!
And what do you do at seed time?
Believe in the seed!
All right. Woo!
Charlotte, we need to go. Is everything okay?
Yeah, it was nice meeting you. Let's go now.
There you go. Woo!
It's not personal, Frank. It's just business. When the feds come knocking on your door...
And if I say
like
no, if I don't offer my resignation...
It doesn't need to come to that. Jimmy's the one responsible.
But I'm responsible for Jimmy.
He's young. He'll land on his feet.
Every seed is like a promise from God. A promise that life will spring forth. The seed is planted in rich soil, protected and nourished. It'll reach its full potential, just like each one of you.
Now, does that mean that your life won't be difficult?
No.
That's right.
Sometimes seeds aren't meant to grow right away. Sometimes they need to be stored until the season is ripe. They might have to live for a very long time in a cold and dark place to preserve their potential.
I know that some of you sometimes feel you're in a cold, dark place. But it's important to remember that doesn't mean that God's promises aren't still true for you. In the Bible, it says that no matter how many promises God has made, the answer is yes in Christ. Did you know that the Bible contains almost 8,000 of God's promises? Sometimes we get to be the beautiful oak tree with our majestic branches reaching for the sky. And sometimes we're like a seed stored in a cold, dark place. But God knows the perfect conditions that you need to grow. And when the time is right, His promise will be fulfilled in you.
Amen. Amen. Giving some of the pressure we have with time this morning. I guess we talked too much this early, right? Right? So what did you hear in the story? What did you hear from the story today? What happens in this situation?
Hardships.
Hardships, right? There's some hardships in the story. There's Mr. Donovan, who's now presented with a challenge, right? What was the challenge for him? Come on, I'm asking. So what was the challenge for him?
Firing
an employee. Or get himself fired, right? So this is a very challenging situation. Would you agree? Either you fire the young man, and as the older gentleman said to him, oh, he's young, he's going to land on his feet, right? Or so it's giving him Donovan an out. It's okay, you can do this, he'll be okay, and we'll give a strong message about our commitment to making things right. So what else did you hear? Or what else did you perceive that was not stated? Yeah?
That young woman had an issue maybe with the gentleman.
With the gentleman, right? With Ray. She apparently had some kind of issue with him. And we'll find out about that as the story evolves. What else did you see?
There's almost ridicule of this being volunteer of the year.
Right. There's some little, you know, internal mocking, and you know, it might be just, you know, the fact they're friends and you're just joking and whatnot, but some of that thing about spending too much time in volunteering. What else did you hear? Some seeds mature faster than others.
Mm-hmm. A reward, he got a house.
That's right. He worked hard, actually, and he finally bought a house. This is Ray. And it's interesting, right? You know, Mr. Donovan and Ray and how the two of them, their stories are coming sort of together in the sense of we are being led to listen to both stories that are walking tangentially. So they're walking at the same time, and we're going to be listening to these two stories as they developed and are watching. Mr. Donovan had to make a decision, had to make a choice. And as a person who follows Christ, what is his choice to make? And that's what we are challenged with every day. Making decisions about how do we live our lives as followers of Jesus. To be a leader is not simply a matter of having some specific responsibility in church or in the world. I need you to hear that clearly. But to be a follower of Jesus and therefore to exhibit leadership, the kind of leadership that Jesus showed, is because we lead by example. Amen? And so when we talk about being leaders in the churches, and the story that we're hearing here is that we are going to be confronted at different times. We will be confronted, and that's our little friend who was baptized last week, right? Say hello to the boy there. He's here. He's trying to tell us he's here. So when we are challenged in the story is to remember that we are also going to be challenged to make decisions and to make choices that are going to be difficult for us as well and are not going to be popular, are not going to be the decisions that the world wants us to make, because we are trying to make decisions that are based on our faith, decisions that are based on who we are as God's children, who we are as disciples of Jesus Christ. That is going to be the most challenging thing for us. I mean, not that it will be. It has been the most challenging thing for all of us. Do I live my faith in following Jesus? Do I live my faith in a way that is going to show that indeed I want to follow in Jesus' steps and therefore make decisions that are not going to be popular and make decisions that might have an impact on my life? That's not going to be an easy thing to do. I have a few stories to tell you, but again, let me just give you this one. This happened to me in my first appointment. My first appointment was in New York, and you all have heard me say that I'm from New York. At least I was for my first conference. My first appointment, I started my ministry in this local church all the way out in Long Island. And, you know, for those of us who are sort of city folk, Long Island is the boonies in New York. And that's so far away. That was on the east end of Long Island. It took about 3 hours to get from my town in Long Island to the city. It was about 3 hours. And, of course, it's had a lot to do with traffic, too. But we went there. And I didn't think it was going to be anything great. But as many things happen, God has a different purpose. Amen? God always has a different purpose for our lives. So I went to this place. Magda and I went to this church, and we had a wonderful time. On my second year after being in this appointment, the district superintendent came to me and offered me a church. And he offered me a church, and he says it's a bigger church. They pay more. It's in the city, so it's close to the city, so that you will be involved in developing a Latino ministry in that place, and you will be able to be in this congregation where you will be paid more. He insisted so much on the pay more that I couldn't miss the point, right? And you will get more salary, more money. And I said to him, but Bill, what you want me to do in that place, I'm already doing here. I'm not making as much money, but I'm doing the same ministry you want me to go and do over there. If I leave here, that means that this thing we're doing here will not be continued. God didn't call me to go where the money is. God called me to be faithful to his calling on me. So I stayed. The ES came back again in the next year and offered and did the same thing. And I said the same thing. So by that time, then I became, in the eyes of my district superintendent, a failure, because I was not willing to accept moving up the ladder. Sometimes we have to make decisions that are not going to be popular and are not going to win friends for us. Sometimes we have to make choices and decisions that are going to be hard for our lives. And believe me, it was a hard decision to make. But sometimes when we want to follow Jesus, when we want to lead by example, we also have to make decisions that are going to be difficult in our lives. So as you seek to follow Jesus, as you seek to be a disciple, remember that to be a disciple and to follow Jesus as a disciple, it means that you have to make some choices in your life. You have to make some choices about what your priorities are. You have to make some choices about how you want to present yourself to the world. For you are the person who is indeed showing Christ to the world. Would you pray with me? Loving God, again, we thank you for your presence in our midst, O Lord. We thank you, God, for the story that we have heard this morning, Lord. We pray, Lord, that you continue to speak to us as we go to our studies this morning, and we continue to study together, Lord, about this story, about what is happening in the Donovan's family's lives, Lord. What is happening to Ray, and what is happening to all the members of the family. We pray, Lord, that you also speak to our hearts, O Lord. How can we live our lives in your presence? How can we trust your promises, Lord, knowing that what you have promised to us is certain? Help us, O Lord, to hear your word. Help us, O Lord, to follow you wherever you lead us. Be with us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.